about some things that I'm going to bring out, maybe. You know, I don't major on Satan. I just, you know, the Bible says that we're not ignorant of his devices.
Right. Right.
We have the Holy Spirit. We have the Word of God, which is true. How many knows there's no truth in Satan?
Right.
He's a liar and a father. I'm going to show you some scripture in a little bit. You know, and how many know Satan, he lies to God's people all the time.
Right.
He actually goes to God and accuses us to God.
Amen.
You know, and when God looks at us and we're in, our life is hid in God through Jesus, when God looks at us, Satan's accusing, and we're in faith and we're following Jesus, he sees Jesus.
Right.
He sees truth. Hallelujah. That's living on the inside of us. But John 10:10 says, you can put that scripture up there if you want to. You got it. The thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. Now that's what Satan majors on.
Right.
Killing, stealing, and destroying. And he's very serious.
That's right.
He's full of fear. You know, and he's like driven to kill, steal, and destroy.
Amen.
I mean, he hates God. He hates anything to do with God. He hates it. He tried to exalt himself above God and was stripped of power.
Amen.
Cast out, hallelujah, put out, you know, and I mean, it talks a good bit about Satan and Lucifer and principalities and powers in the Bible, but God was speaking to me today. He said, Satan is trying to lie to my people to get them not to believe the truth. He always contradicts God's word. I mean, he can't, just like he tempted Jesus. And Jesus was fasting. He told Jesus, he said, if you are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. See, he was using Jesus' weakness, he thought, in the flesh and to get him to yield the wrong way.
Right.
And you know, but Jesus come back with the Word of God.
Yeah.
He come back and he used the Word of God I know he was Jesus, but the Bible says that he stripped himself of being God and took on the form of a man,
right.
Became flesh. And then he dealt with everything that we will ever face and conquered it.
Glory to God.
He conquered it all. And but you know, I was thinking about it today. I'm getting ahead of myself a little. But I want you to notice, any time that you see killing, stealing, and destroying, that is a manifestation of the powers of darkness.
Right.
Any time you see division in families, churches, you can see a manifestation of the powers of darkness.
Yep.
And you know, when it comes to people, we can pray and we can fast and we can believe God for people, but ultimately, God will not go against their will. People have to choose to believe God, to change. We should pray. We need to be praying. And, you know, but give me the mark forward, please, 15. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown, but when they have heard, who comes?
Satan
comes immediately. Why? To take away the word which is sown in their heart. He's a thief.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you going further in the Lord. Every time I go to fasting and seeking the Lord and going deeper, I get attacked. I promise you. I mean, I'm not trying to throw out there negative stuff. I'm used to it. I'm used to onslaughts of the enemy. I'm used to him coming against me with family members. Not as much as it used to. I conquered it. You know? And I used to think, God, why are you letting this stuff happen to me? See, what Satan was trying to do there is to get me to looking, why are you, God, not doing something?
Right.
Trying to get me against God. Satan will lie to you, and tell you that God ain't moving, God can't move, God's word don't work, fasting don't work, prayer don't work, there ain't no need coming to church. He's going to lie. He's going to lie when the Bible says what in Romans 8, 28? For we know that God works all things together for the good to those that love him. He didn't say everything is going to go like we want it to. He didn't say everything is going to be just rosy in our lives. He didn't promise us that. Absolutely, the Bible says that in this world we will have tribulation. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome. Hallelujah. And there's another thing, because we don't understand why things happen sometimes, we got to be careful that we don't let the enemy get in there and get us against the only one that's able to help us, which is God.
Amen.
God is a good God. Somebody say he's good.
He's good.
All the time.
God is good.
God is faithful. God don't come short. And the Bible does say that he is not slack concerning his promise. He don't slack. He's not slack. The Bible says that God never sleeps and God never slumbers. But Satan wants to come to God's people and steal the word. You read the word, you get it in your heart, you come to the house of God, you get stirred up, you get in faith, and then you mix something unexpected out there. I've seen it in my old life many, many times that I had opportunity to get upset with God because I thought, God, why don't you move? You're moving for everybody else. I wonder why he ain't moving for me. He is moving. Just because I'm not getting my expected results the way I want them, if I'm not careful, I begin to say, God, why ain't you? We got to be careful, because the enemy wants us in opposition to our Maker. He wants us into opposition with the Holy Spirit, with the Word of God. He wants us contrary to the things of God. We wouldn't do it on purpose. That's why he's called the deceiver. He's going about trying to deceive, and he's deceiving millions. He's deceiving thousands and thousands. A lot of them not in church tonight. They're like, I don't see no reason to go to church. Nothing ever happened. That's a lie.
Right.
That is absolute lie. Every church that's gathered in the name of Jesus across this nation and across this world, right now there are things happening in those places, regardless of what people think and say. They believe what Satan is lying to them about. So if they believe a lie, then it causes them to push away from the truth, push away from the way. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. But he said, you can see here that he comes to steal the word. Get the word out of our hearts so that why? That it won't be fruitful. That the word don't bring forth fruit. It goes on down in that parable of the word. Talk about cares of this world, but I'm focusing on him right now. So if you're listening, you're on the sound of my voice, you're hearing, you better pay attention to what is going on. If it's not going on, it will go on. Because God is not slack. He always gives us, and he gets us ready, prepares us, so that we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. Give me the John 8, Beth, please. You knew the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me. For I proceed forth and came from God, neither came I myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my word? Go ahead. You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not, didn't stay in the truth. Because there's no truth in it. Talk about Satan. There's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own nature, one translation says. For he is a liar and the father of lies. Satan is a liar. And I mean, these people up here that he's talking to, they're believing lies from the devil. And he tells them, you are of your father the devil. Because if you If you knew God, you would love me because I'm sent by God.
Right.
So see, they believed a lot. They believe they're of God. But that's not my point. My point here is when he speaks a lie, he's going to. He speaks of his own nature. That's the nature of Satan. He's going to tell you God's word don't work. He's going to tell you quit your job when you know God put you in that place. You're going through hardship. He's going to tell you to bail out. I know it by my own personal experience. Hardship comes and people don't want to pay. They get upset because you want them to pay down payments. They're not going to order doors from you. Blah, blah, blah. Well, adios, amigos. That's it. I'm not quitting. Then challenge to quit. Go to work driving the truck. Then you go down and you say, God, I don't hear you saying nothing. God says, I'm not. He said, Satan's lying to you like I can't work you through these problems. Like I can't bring you out like I have before. Like I can't promote you where you're at. See, we can be promoted where we're at. This one company that I've been subbing for a long time, 15 years. Now people's canceled leave, you know, and all things not going well. And so he just tells me, I'm not taking no more orders. I'm giving them your number. It's a big company. And so I thought, well, you know what? I went through hardship up there. I went through his customers, a lot of them not good, the public, rappers, too high, blah, blah, blah. 15 years of it, but I treated it like my own, like it was my own business. I took care of it. I was diligent for 15 years. And you know what? I'm getting rewarded.
Hallelujah.
I believe I'm going to be rewarded for taking care and being diligent. The whole thing, he's just going to turn over. He's just going to give me the numbers. He's not taking the more orders. See, promotion comes. But you know what? I can listen to the devil. I've been upset plenty of times, you know. I didn't think this was fair and that was fair. Having to run and do things that cost me and blah, blah, blah. But endeavoring to do the right thing, endeavoring to stay in the right spirit and all of that in my job. It don't matter if you work for somebody or not. It's your job. I guarantee you, if I quit and went somewhere else, it'd be the worst thing I've ever done in my life. I'd be out of the will of God. I'm not going to be out of the will of God. Yeah. Satan's a liar, trying to lie to me. Ain't the better, greener grass over yonder. No, we're not there. The grass ain't no greener nowhere else. He's a liar. And my family members, you know, different things. I remember one time, this church, this guy, his family was coming to the church. See, we've had 70, 80, we've had a lot of people before. And when things happen, you know, I mean, people leave, I'd be like, well, maybe I've lost the anointing. Maybe God's through with this year. Maybe, you know, now this is before all the gone. I'm here. I'm telling you, I'm still here. I mean, I've been here 21 years, nearly 22 years. You know, and I would be like, well, I've lost my touch. I've lost the anointing. Oh, something's going on. And the Lord would say, why are you believing a lie? Don't believe based on your circumstances. Don't, because Satan's going to deceive you. He's going to get you right out of my will. Well, I'm in one time, and this family's coming to church here. That you know, got pretty regular and everything. And he was psychotic. You know, he'd really messed up, man. Well, when they leave a Sunday morning service, and I'm believing God for them to be straightened out and their lives to get straightened out, you know, and for him to come off all the medication and stuff, and I'm feeling pretty good because he's hearing the anointed word of God and all of that, and I'm thinking, yes, God, this is the route. But, you know, he left here, went home, shut himself in his bedroom, got a pistol, and blown his brains out right after a Sunday morning service. And I thought, God, why did you let that happen? God, I'm trying my best to do the will of God here. And you let that man kill himself. And God spoke to me. He said, I don't have power over his will. He said, if he wills to die, there's nothing you can do. If he wills to quit serving me, nothing you can do. Well, see, Satan was using that tragedy to try to get me against God. You know, God was trying to get the word. God was trying to get him to believe. It's like my mom. You know, I went and I ministered to my mom. You know, and I asked mom, I sat her down and I said, Mom, I need to know something here. I said, I can't keep you here past your will. I said, I can pray and fast and I do for you. I said, but I need to know what you want, Mom. I need to know. I need to know if you want to stay here or not. I need to know how long you want to live. I need to know so that I have basis of faith. I have the Word of God on it, but I can't go against your will, darling. You want to stay here. And she looks up into the ceiling, and she looks back at me. She said, and I told her the scriptures. The reason why I'm saying this is because I needed to know what she wanted so that now I know the will of God. And she said, I think I'm going to stay here. I said, but God, you promised 120 years. And I believe mine and her faith kept her alive for a long time. I believe she got ready to go and prepared herself to go. And there ain't no amount of faith on this planet. If I get ready to go home to be the Lord and the Lord's ready for me, there ain't no amount of faith on this planet going to keep me from going. I'm ready. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Satan uses that on people all the time. Why didn't God move? Why didn't God? See, there's many aspects why God can't. It ain't God's fault. God can't. God won't. God honors people. I know Teresa's stepdad. He's in heaven right now. He diagnosed with cancer and all that. And I thought, but God, I went to fasting and praying. He's coming on the streets, you know, listening to his minister on the streets. And I thought, man, I got to get the word to him. I got to get the word. And I did. I got him tapes and stuff. But you know what? He just listened about going to heaven. He was listening to songs about going to heaven and all that. Why? The battle was on. He got tired. He was weak. I mean, it made him weak. It made his immune system. He didn't feel good. Dehydrated. You couldn't eat. You couldn't leave the house most of the time. And I honestly believe that he decided that I'm ready to go. Right. I honestly believe it. Well, while I'm saying that, I knew that by that there was really nothing unless he wanted to fight the good fight of faith. But that's where the word comes in. You know, I don't know if I went through long battles like that, I might be ready to. But what I'm saying here, don't let the enemy lie to you about him, about God. About the things of God, about the Word of God. That's why I preach it here and I say, never believe based on your experience or somebody else's experience. You believe God based on what He said about Himself. He said, I'm a good God. He said, I am the Lord thy God, and I change not. He said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. He said, my blessings, my promises are yes and amen. He said, I'm not slack concerning my promises. But we got a liar. We got a liar that I'm pointing out to you tonight that wants me and you to have a mentality that God ain't moving in this earth. That God can do things about things that he will not go past anybody's will. Let me tell you something. God gave his only begotten son that not one would go to hell. But they're going to hell every day. That's not the will of God. Why? If Jesus gave his life for them, then why are they going to hell? They're choosing. They're choosing to reject Jesus. They're choosing to reject the truth. Hallelujah. That's not God's fault. But Satan would say, well, if God was such a good God in love, see, I had that mentality. I thought, why, if he's a good God, like them Christians out there are saying he is, then why am I going through hell? Why am I going through this marital stuff? Why am I going through all of this? Why are all these bad things happening, this before I got saved, happening to me if he's such a good God? I'm 27 and mad. But you know what? Once I got born again and let him come in, I realized I've been holding him out. I realized that I'd shut him out and I wasn't letting him come in. And let God not realize by the Spirit of God and the Word of God that God has been waiting on me all the time to let Him in. He's been knocking at my heart time after time when people invited me to church.
Yeah.
Sent them down. Preston got saved down at the Flat Rocks down there. Over. We went down there fishing and a preacher comes down there. I don't want nothing to do to him. I told that preacher, I said, I don't want to hear about that, man. I'm fishing, man. My dad brought me fishing. Well, Preston stands there and he gets Preston saved. I go on fishing. The Lord told me after I got saved, He said, that was me down there, but you wouldn't give me no time and I couldn't come in your life. See, and if I believe that He's not a good God, then I'm not going to expect anything good from Him. I'm not going to expect things to get better. I mean, He tells God's people all the time that things ain't going to get no better. You know, your body's not going to get no better. You know, I mean, I Google stuff. The other night I Googled how to add calcium to tomatoes. I mean, I'm a tomato guy. I don't know if you know it or not, but I could eat tomatoes 3 times a day, man. I mean, fresh tomatoes. So I study tomatoes. I do. I've actually put tongs under my tomato plant. That's calcium. Actually, I dug a hole, put dirt over it about that deep under my tomato plants I planted yesterday, and it's going to be about 2 or 3 weeks, and they're going to get that, and they're going to go, yeah, I can't eat. But you know what? There's 800 million, not that many. Straight here. I mean, I don't know how many, but it's just one after another. And everybody has got their experience of calcium. Then you got the naysayers. This is stupid. Well, now, we don't think it's stupid. We've used calcium. And we've made our plants and our tomatoes taste better using calcium. Us that have done it, 1 year you use it, 1 year you don't. You get better plant and all that. Well, you know what I'm saying is, everybody's got their opinion and their experience. I Googled it after I had open heart surgery. The statistics of recovery at 49, 51, whatever it was. I think that's 51. And I mean, there was so much negative in there. My body, I just can't move no more after 8 months. And then one of them was a year and a half. And I'm like, oh, my God, this broke. I cut it off. I thought, I'm not going to believe that. See, I'm not going to believe based on somebody's experience.
Right.
Well, a year and a half, I'm busting it again, man. I'm accurate, praise God. I'm like, glory to God, they ain't experiencing what I'm experiencing. Well, whose report, the Bible says in Isaiah, will we believe?
Amen.
Are we going to believe the lies of Satan, or are we going to believe God? We're going to believe God. We're going to believe God is a good God. We ain't going to try to understand why things happen in people's lives. But don't the Bible tell us in Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all of our heart, lean not to our own understanding. Don't go to trying to figure out things. Ask God about them. Ask Him. Don't try to get in your own self figuring things out. Go to God and say, God, I'm just curious about this, God. He will let you know something. Somehow He'll get an answer to you. Right. Say, God, just, Lord, if this is trying to bother me. He already knows it.
Right.
He already knows it. He already knows the enemy's trying to get you sidetracked. He already knows the enemy's trying to distract you from Him. To keeping your eyes on Him, from looking to Him. He already knows that Satan's trying to get you distracted from pressing on in the Lord and worshiping the Lord and learning how to praise Him all the time like we're being taught in Sunday school. If you think He's not going to counterattack your growth in the Lord, He's done got you fooled.
Right.
I mean, but no weapon, the Bible says, formed against us will prosper.
Amen.
But now we got to stand against Him. We got to stand against this liar. He's a liar. And He's the father of them. He told me my marriage would never be good. Liar. I'm 36 years into this marriage. But God, He's a liar. I would not believe it. Now, Teresa, it didn't look like it. It did not look like it. It looked like it ain't going to get no better. I actually went to God and told her, I thought we was lost, and Satan told me that. Y'all were lost when y'all got together. Your brother got y'all together and everything. And I told God, I said, we were lost. I said, I think I married the devil's daughter. I told God that. She was, and I was his son. We were of our father, the devil. And we had his desire. That's why we did everything we did before we got born again. That's why we went after. We were yielding to darkness. We were yielding to him. And he's a liar. He's a thief. He's a destroyer. We were yielding to him. That's what she said. You're going to do like your father. You're going to have his same nature. But we ain't got his nature. And we ain't going to yield to his lies and yield to his way of doing things.
Amen.
Give me that Genesis 3, please. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. He's a crafty devil. I mean, he's not dumb like people think he is. He studies mankind. I mean, if he sees me jealous of Teresa, I'm telling you right now, I guarantee you he would set it up and guys would just have star eyes toward him. They wouldn't be able to help theirs. I believe it. I believe he would set me up that way. If I believed that if I yielded and he saw that in any way that I would, I believe he would jump on that bandwagon and run me wild like he did, run me crazy like he did, torture me. I believe he would. But the Bible says for me to give no place to him. If I don't give no place, then he can say, somebody look, like Teresa, and I'm like, they'll bring her back. Yeah, now God be with that woman. Well, I'm just being funny now, humorous, but, you know. In other words, he can't trip me up with that. He's told me before, well, things ain't going to get no better. The more you fast, the more you pray, the more Teresa stays in the flesh. This has been years ago. She don't hardly ever get the flesh no more. We walk in the spirit, man.
Glory to God.
I mean, we just don't get mad. Well, I mean, we might get mad, but you don't hardly know it other than a little silent and walk away. Better than beating our cars up, ain't it? Better busting up our houses and stuff. And Satan sees that stuff. Well, you know, he's told before, it's not going to get no better. It's just not going to get no better. But you know what? He can tell me that now, and I'll say, you idiot. I believed you back down yonder when I was a baby Christian. But you ain't going to come to me now and tell me that God can't change things. You ain't going to come tell me now that God can't raise things from the dead. You ain't going to come and tell me that God can't heal people. You know, I believed your lies back down there because I've seen a lot of people get divorced. A lot of people died with sickness and all that. And I had evidence in the natural. But now I've got the evidence here that God told me to focus on, which is God's Word. And God's Word is all the evidence that I need to know that this church is prosperous. It's all the evidence that I need to know that you're going to come through your battles. Hallelujah. If you hang on, if you don't listen to this liar.
Amen.
God told me one time, he said, I was inviting church. He said, well, I just can't come to church, man. I mean, I have to work too much. And I said, look, what happened to believe in God? Do you not believe that God? I seen Teresa's sister do it. She's having to work on Sundays and church time and all of that. I seen her begin to pray and fast and believe God to make a way for her to go to church. You know where she's at today? In church.
Glory to
God. She's able to go to church. See, but the enemy tells people all the time, well, you got to make money. You got to make money. The Bible says, don't put our trust in uncertain riches. See, the enemy wants us to trust in what we, our ability, what we can do in our jobs. And I work a lot. I work too much. I'm not against that. But you know what? The enemy wants me to believe that I can't make it without these natural means. But the Bible says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God shall man live.
Amen.
And that is absolutely, he lies to people about church. Well, I'm just too tired. I worked I work 60 hours a week. I mean, he lies. Hallelujah. Why? He's doing that so that we're not getting saturated in the presence of God, in the Word of God, getting our faith built in the Word, getting built up, getting strong, and absolutely staying in the truth. I mean, he knows that there's a corporate anointing in every church that is gathered together on the planet Earth right now. There is a corporate anointing that is prevalent in that church that don't happen at my house. It just don't happen at my house. There's things goes on in the house of God that God orchestrates as we gather together. But he lies to people about it. But you know what? There's a remnant in this last day that's gonna say, nope, I'm not believing that. God said, forsake not the assembly. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to believe God that he'll make a way for me. He'll move mountains for me. I'm going to believe him. You know, God told me one time, he said, son, he said, if you don't have a ride to church, he said, and if you really want to go and you're willing to seek me, he said, if I have to, will send you a taxi.
Amen.
I thought, I ain't got no excuse to have a Lord. If I believe you, you'll do the supernatural. You'll do supernatural things in my life. And sure enough, I've seen it, praise God. But you know, I wanted to quit ministry when that guy left here and went and blowed his brains out. I mean, that discouraged me. I mean, that really, the enemy tried to jump on that like a bandwagon. But you know what? That guy chose what he done. There was nothing I could do about it, nothing his wife could do about it. They could fast and pray and seek the Lord. But you know, don't let the enemy fool you over what Satan wants to lie to you about God. People think that Satan said that God's in control of everything. He makes people believe that. He tells them that. He's a liar. God's not in control of everything. See, some of y'all are a little quiet. That's good. You learned it. God is not in control. If he was in control, there wouldn't no babies be raped. If he was in control, there would be not one man in prison today. Everybody would be born again. If God was in control, there would be no separation and families fighting and separated and all that stuff. If God was in control, none of these killing, stealing, and destroying. So don't let Satan make you think God is in control over people's wills. If people wills, God will let them. He said over there in Deuteronomy, I believe it's 30, I believe it is. He said, I set before you life and death, blessing. Choose life. Choose blessing. He told them, you got to choose. Yeah. We got to choose to believe God to live a long, satisfied life.
Amen.
You know, I could have given a long time ago. Open heart surgery and runs in the family and blah, blah, blah and all of that and, you know, and people telling me you won't ever be the man you used to be. And I turned to this Bible and I didn't go by the statistics and what people had experienced in their life. And I'm telling you right now, I'm not saying it by faith, but because I had faith and kept the faith and fought the fight of faith in the battles that I was in with my body, I'm in better shape right now than I've been in 10 or 15 years.
Hallelujah.
And I'm not saying it by faith. I'm not saying it. There's no hypocrisy in it. I'm not pretending in it.
Right.
Do I still got challenges? Not many concerning that.
Lord of God.
But you know what? Satan, he's crafty. If he's going to get me, the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you believe you're defeated, you are going to be defeated. When the Bible says victory is yours. When the Bible says you're more than a conqueror. See, if you believe you ain't more than a conqueror, then you're believing a lie. Because the Bible is the truth, and Satan is the father of lies. He's going to tell you contrary to this Bible. That's why Satan don't want you hearing the Word. That's why he don't want you hooking yourself up with preaching. That's why he wants you just to quit and stay home and just draw back. And I know what it feels like. I've been in bed and told Teresa I'm not going to church. You can hear the pastor. I said, they don't have to go when they don't want to, and I'm no different. Not any going. I was not right. I was in oppression and all of that. And then I went to church. Somebody said I went, say I went to church.
I went to church.
I was actually in the flesh and I was thinking, see, I was believing a lie, Johnny. I was believing because people wouldn't be faithful that's what was making me like I was. See, he was lying to me that my success was based on people being faithful. But that was a stage I was having to go through. I went to church. I thought, man, I done let Teresa backslide one time. I thought she wasn't going to ever come back, man. I went and told the Lord. I said, man, I've let her go too far, Lord. She's about ready to cuss me and you out again. But he brought her back, you know. But anyhow, I went to church. I thought, I can't left. She told me, let's just go to Faith Restoration. I told her, I said, I ain't going to Faith Restoration. If I want to go to church, or go to my church down there. I don't want to go to church. Get out and leave me alone. So she goes down there, and I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking, oh, man, what if she backslides? I don't know, let her backslide. One time, I better go to church. You know, at least for her, you know, just go to church. I'm not listening to none of that. If I want to hear preaching, I'll go get in front of the mirror. I know how to preach. So I go to church. Oh, we go through the praise and worship. Oh, all right. 3.5 minutes just drove by with this song. God Almighty, don't sing it again. Y'all ever felt that way? You was in the flesh. Oh, God, Travis sang that one every time. But you know what? When you're in the spirit, you're like, glory to God, do it again, sing it again. Oh, sing it again. I don't care if he sang, that's the only one he sang. That's the difference between being oppressed and in the spirit.
Amen.
So I got to learn, I'm like, God, Mom, if they don't shut that up, man. Whew. You know? And then finally, after 20 anguishing long minutes of singing, that's all they sang. Seemed like an hour, man. We sat down and I thought, thank God for that. Then Bradley gets up early. Well, the Lord give me a sermon today. You lost your motivation. I thought, great. Lost your motivation. Great. What a title. What a kind of title is that? Lost your motivation. Well, I sit there and I'm like, hope you hurry up. Preaching 45 minutes today. Well, about 10 or 12 minutes in, he said, lost your motivation about 35,000 times, seemed like. And whenever, and then it hit me all of a sudden, I thought, what's wrong with me? I lost my motivation. What happened? All I did is went from a lie to the truth. A choice. And bless God when I realized that. Glory to God, I wouldn't want him to shut up. I'm like, glory to God, that's all that's wrong with me. It's not people. It's not things. It's not all that. All of that's not what what's happened to me. I just lost my motivation towards the Lord and towards the things of God because I've been looking in the natural. How many knows you got to be careful about doing that? Because everything sucks about the kingdom when you lose your motivation. I mean, you have to make yourself go to church. I mean, if something happens on Monday and you've lost your motivation, the first thought you have from Satan is, I ain't going to church with you. It's just Monday. I mean, it's 3 days away. What does it got to do with church? God asked me one time, he said, don't take that thought. He said, what does that got to do with church? And I thought, man, it ain't got nothing to do with church. Looking at the weather. Now, this is the third Wednesday night. First Wednesday night, I called off service because I didn't want all y'all in the wind and the storm. Because I'm not scared of it. Second Wednesday night, it's happened again. I thought, this is a pattern. And then Satan said, well, somebody might get caught in it. And I thought, that's not my problem. But God, that's God's problem. He told us to assemble ourselves together. He's a good God. He's a way maker back to God. And then they're going to have to believe God through the storm. Believe him in the storm. I'm going to church. And I rebuked that thing before when I heard it this week. And I told them, oh, man, we're going to have to get on this. Well, you know, James Spann said, this morning all of a sudden it changed.
Glory to
God. It'll be later than what he thought.
Right.
Well, we get done. It's supposed to be here around 9. We get out here about 8:15. That gives us all time to get home, right?
Right.
But God, I'm not going to listen to the lies of the devil. I'm going to rebuke the storm. You've got to rebuke your storms. You've got to rebuke Satan and tell him, no, I don't understand why everything happens the way it happens. But all I know, God, is you are a good God, and I'm not going to question your ability in my life to do what your Bible says.
That's right.
I've ministered to people that's been mad at God because their husbands died. Their wives died. Their kids got killed. I've seen it. I've seen them get bitter at God because why didn't God do something about it? When a lot of them, when you ask them, they tried to get their kid to do different. They tried to get their husband not to do. You find out that God did try to intervene. A lot of the times you find out that if they had a, me and Teresa went to the flea market one time on Sunday. Thought I needed a spiritual break, Monty. You ever felt like that? Satan telling you need a spiritual break? You've been so faithful, church, man. You go to the jails. You go to the jails on Thursday night. You go to the jails on Sunday morning. You go to the jails on Sunday evening. You go Sunday morning to church, and you go Wednesday to church, and you go Sunday night to church, and in all these ministries, and we never get to do nothing. That's what I started thinking. So I got up that morning, and it felt good to the flesh. I thought, I think the Lord will pay me to go clean. This is how I tell Teresa, hey, we're going to the flea market. But God, we need a break. We just need a break. And you know what? We got the flea market, and everybody on God's planet that we know and knows that we're in ministry and Christians are at the flea market, and I'm dodging aisles. I'm seriously dodging them. I see them, and I'm like, come on, let's go this way. I did not enjoy that stupid flea market. And then you know what happened? We got into it. We got into an argument about something. I don't know. And so, you know, when it all said and done, we get to the house, you know. Now I'm out there, but God, and I'm mad as an old wet hen. Got babies and something trying to get them. I'm mad. And God said, if you had been in church, that would not have happened. None of it. Why would I get upset with God? See what I'm saying? He told me, because I'm like, man, why did God let us do this? Why did this happen to us? I mean, all we want to do is take a break. Taking a break from God is the wrong break.
Amen.
Take a vacation from everything but that.
Amen.
Everything but the Lord. Take a vacation from people. I mean, there's some people, I just don't go hang around because they're negative. They want to gossip. They want to stir up trouble. Every time I get around some in my family, you heard about Preston Layton, and I'm like, oh man, here we go again. I don't care about him. Have you heard about Annie? What he did? Have you heard about Nita? How she's been? Have you heard about them neighbors over there? That's gossip. I was fine till I found out all. Now I can't sleep at night because you went and dumped all that garbage in my ears. I'm like I'm a garbage dumpster now. I got all that garbage to deal with that I didn't have before I met you. When I realized the enemy was doing that, because he does have followers. Did you know that?
Yeah.
They're called sinners. You know what sinners do? They sin. They major in it. I think me and Teresa majored in it. Before we got saved, we were sinners. I think she thinks that I was worse than her, but I don't think so. She taught me into marriage. She taught me into run away. That's trying to get me in prison. I was 18 and she's 13. Tell me she wasn't a cunt. Trying to get me locked up, man. Tell me put in jail, man, for taking a minor across state lines. And we were on our way. She taught me into it. But I stole. That's supposed to be worse than God trying to put me in prison. Big deal. Candy bar ain't going to send you to prison. Just pay a fine, pay them back. But you know what, praise God? That devil is a liar. Your life is good.
Man.
And I mean, you got to resist him. And you got to realize when he's lying to you through your thoughts, that's why the Bible says casting down thoughts and imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, despite. casting them down, bringing them into captivity to the obedience of the word, Christ. It says, look what he did here. It says, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, yeah, have God said you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? A question mark. He asked. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. Go ahead, Ben. And the serpent said to the woman, you shall not surely die. Liar.
Right.
God said it.
Right.
You ain't gonna die. You know. For God do know the day that you eat thereof, that your eyes shall be opened. And people say, I'm not stupid of what's going on with these people over here, you know. How many know the Bible says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. I mean filthy beings, liars, cheater spirits. I'm talking about adulterous spirits. I'm talking about separating spirits. Spirits that come to lie to us about God and about God's word to get us to do what she done. He's lying to her. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes of the tree and be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also to her husband with her and he did eat. He lied to her. Nah, God knows, man. God didn't mean you couldn't eat. He's lying. My point is, he's lying to her. He's lying to her. That was a law that was established. God had established that in there. Praise God. And so he's lying to her to get her to go contrary to God's word. He's doing that to some today. He's doing it to some today. I mean, I've got people in my family, I'm like, God, I've been praying for them and fasting for them, Lord. And I mean, I do. I got them with physical challenges. One of my sisters had cancer. She come through. She served the Lord. She followed the Lord. She come through. I talked to her before she went. I said, but God, we believe in the good. We got in agreement with God and the Word. And there's others, you know. I mean, they're, yeah, God's good. But they don't get in agreement. There's nothing I can do. I can pray and fast and seek the Lord. And the power that's out is there. But I'm telling you, God will not go against my will. I remember Tracy. We lost Judah. I got a son in heaven. But God, I believe in God, and she started having complications and believing God, and fasting and praying and seeking the Lord, and all that I knew to do. But things come up and got me distracted, and I slacked up. It's like he likes to distract us with people and things and to get us unfocused, praise God, lying to us, you know. And so anyhow, she ended up losing, we lost you, you know, and she got mad at God. She got mad at God. She didn't want to hear no preaching. She didn't want to hear me talking about God. She ain't going to church. She's quitting God. You know, hurt at God. And then, you know, I started praying. I started saying, God, open her eyes. Lord, bring truth. You know, started praying for God, bring truth. She's mad at God. She's going to quit the ministry. She quit. And I'm like, oh my God. Why did I let this happen, God? He said, you got distracted. And then it wasn't too long after that God birthed a message in her concerning that. And the title of it was The Thief of Unbelief. She realized that she wasn't fine. She realized that she believed God for the baby and it came, but she didn't fight. She didn't believe. And it wasn't God's fault. That's a hard one. A lot of Christians will argue with me when I say that. Nah, man. You know, nah. Nah, I don't blame us, you know. I mean, God's God. God's sovereign. Listen, God's bound to his word. God is bound to how much word we will let work in our life. If he wasn't, everybody would be saved, right? We'd uncover that a little bit. God's not in control of everything. God's not making people get saved. God's not making people get healed. God's doing everything in His ability for people to receive healing, to receive prosperity, to receive freedom. He's doing everything in His power. Everything. It lies with me. God can throw me a ball, but I've got to reach up my glove and catch it. I can't just say, well, if it's really God, He'll hit right here every time. More than likely, you're not going to catch the ball. Well, you know what? She got that sermon out of it, but God, and here we go again, praise God. But you know what? Now He can't do that to us like He did. He can't do that to her anymore like He did. She found out the truth. She found out and took responsibility and realized it lied with her. It lied with her lack of faith. It lied with our lack of fighting the good fight of faith and laying hold. Some people don't believe that. That's okay. You don't have to. But you better realize the enemy wants you mad at God. I don't care what you believe. That statement I just said about us. I know when you get mad at God, you stop God from moving in your life. People that get upset with God, they're not gonna love on Him like they used to. They're not gonna read the Word. They're gonna get bitter at Him. And bitter at people and bitter at Christians and bitter at God's creation. I mean, some preachers can't go to jail for people that murder babies and stuff and preach the gospel because they don't believe that God wants them saved. But He does. He wants them born again. He wants them to know that I love you. Yes, they're going to give an account. Yes, they're going to pay for that. They ought to. But He still loves them and He wants them saved. And He's got to build a body up that won't believe the lies of the enemy. Those people were trapped by the enemy, not making excuses for them. I mean, Teresa one time, before we got saved, she started wondering what it would be like to kill somebody. Just what would it feel like? I'm glad we got saved. She's got us both friends. I'm about to kill somebody. How many knows where those thoughts come from? Those thoughts come from that liar, that murderer from the beginning, it says. That thief that comes to steal the Word of God, steal my love for God, steal, he tried to get me to lay down my confidence in the Lord. So I want to encourage you, don't listen to his lies. He lies when you pray that it don't work. He lied to you. You'll hear it out of people's mouth. I prayed, it felt like it went to the ceiling. It felt bad down. He done lied to you. You done believe in your prayer ain't went to the Lord. How many know the Bible says his ear is open to the cry of the righteous? Well, that's contrary to that statement, ain't it? But people believe that, so they don't pray. What's the use of praying? It felt like it went to the ceiling. I've never felt like mine went to the ceiling. I felt like it didn't go nowhere, but not to the ceiling. I felt like, God, where are you at? Now I know he's in me. I know he never leaves me and never forsakes me. And I know Satan ain't going to, he's relentless. The Bible says in Revelation, he's here to wear out the saints. He tries to wear you out, but you can't wear out faith. Amen. You can't wear it out. When you keep your faith in God and your confidence in God, keep him under your feet, tell him he's a liar, put him in his place. I'm not going to yield to that. I'm not going to yield to anger with none of y'all. I'm not going to yield to anger when I'm rejected on the street. I'm not going to yield to anger about people on the job. I'm just not going to yield to it. That's Satan's name. He lies when you pray that it don't work. Satan's telling you that he wants you to believe him like he did Eve. She believed him. She believed the devil. So if he comes and tells you, if he tells you your prayers ain't going to be answered, say, I know it's you, you liar. You can't tell the truth. The truth ain't in you. God hears me. And I know that if he hears me, then I have the petitions, you liar. See, you got to know that word where you can combat these lies. So he wants you to believe that your prayers are not answered. You won't release any faith in it, and they won't get answered. He lies to people about going to church. It won't help. He's a liar. It helps me coming to church. I mean, just because I'm in ministry, I need it. I need the Sunday school teaching. I need it when Johnny gets up here and gets under the anointing every time he gets up here and says stuff. I need to hear y'all's testimonies of what God's doing in your life. I need to hear the preaching of the gospel. I need it. He's a liar. If Satan ever gets you to quit toting food boxes like it's nothing, telling you liar is just as important as being behind the pulpit. That's ministry. That's God's kingdom. That's seeking God's kingdom first. It's just as important if he tries to get you to quit anything in ministry. If God ain't telling you to quit, then you stand up and you fight for the right to do what God's called you to do. And you be relentless with him. You tell him you have the grace and the anointing. He tries to convince God's people that God don't care or love them. If anything negative happens in your life, and the first thing you think is God don't care about them, you better know that that's a liar. You better know that that's the devil. When things don't work out the way you want and you're praying for, and it don't sometimes. I know two preachers went to one of them called the other one up and he said, let's go pray. Go to the hospital and pray for so and so. Let's get them raised out of there. They didn't know the person was done dead. They go to the hospital and pray for somebody dead, already dead. Didn't leave the hospital and the doctor told them they're already dead. Ain't they got failed? They didn't know that. They just thought they better go pray before they die. But the person done died before they got there. They was telling me about it later. They're like, I don't know if we're going to pray. Go pray for anybody in the hospital again. So what Satan done? He used that embarrassing to them thing that didn't work out, made them look like my baby anointed preachers and all that. And I told one of them, I said, you see what Satan's trying to do? I said, maybe you didn't hear from God. I said, we all miss it. I said, maybe you didn't. I said, but don't you let Satan use that didn't happen like the way you think to get you not to believe him and go pray for somebody else that he tells you to go raise up. Right, right. I said, don't believe his lies. That was happening to him. I said, don't believe it. I prayed for people and they died. I prayed for them and they died. Well, let us move on. That's not my problem. That's not my issue. I'm not gonna wallow around and say, well, God, why did you raise my mind? I went and prayed the prayer of faith, blah, blah, blah. I'm staying out of that arena, Johnny. I'm going to the next hospital. Praise God. When I fast and things don't happen like I want, it don't. I fast from the come from the north, south, east, and the west, and they leave that way. Lord, I'm fasting. I believe God, they're coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And about 15 leaves, and they go each direction I call them that they're coming in at me. If Satan comes, that fasting don't work. That praying and fasting don't work. And then you know what you have to tell him? You lying idiot. I'm not going to believe what the Bible says is going to happen. It's not going to happen because I see something in the natural negative to what I'm believing for. I mean, here Jesus is, Savior of the world, praise God, and he's praised, and he says, Father, I thank you, Lord, that I've lost none that you sent me. You know 70 left him at one time? 70. His whole church left. And he still prayed that prayer. He still prayed that prayer. Father, I thank you that, why? He was a believer. He didn't look at him coming and leaving and against him and all of this to determine whether he was successful or whether God was real or whether God sent him or called him and anointed him. You might say, well, that was Jesus. Well, he called you out. He anointed you. He put his spirit on the inside of you, same as he did Jesus. He just sent Jesus here to show you you can do it too. And give you the same power. Jesus was in the flesh just like me and you, empowered by the Holy Spirit, praise God, and he did it to show us how to do it. Believing. See, Satan wants you to believe what he's telling you, that it don't work. I fasted, nobody come to church, Lord. It don't work. That's when I call y'all to a bigger fast. But God, I'm going to do it not by myself this time. We're going to all fast. Hallelujah. Why? I'm not going to quit because something that people didn't come to church that I'm believing for. I'm going to call everybody together. One puts 1,000, two puts 10,000. Why? Because I'm not going to believe the lies of the enemy that it don't work, that God could have did something. No, God can't make people come to church. You know, God can speak to somebody to give you $1,000 and delay your blessing because they are not obedient to the Lord. I've done it. I mean, God trying to supply you $1,000 and you need $1,000 and he has to go through five people to get somebody to obey. Why? He don't zap them with a streak of lightning. If one don't obey, he goes to another one. He goes to some other being until he gets somebody to obey. That's why we here are quick to obey. If he said give somebody $1,000, we don't fast 3 weeks about it. We just go get it and give it to them. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Why? Because, and you know what? I've had people to say, well, you know what they did with that money, don't you? And I'd be like, don't tell me. I don't want to know. It ain't none of my business. God told me to give it. I don't care if they went and bought 3 donkeys. None of my business what they did with that money. Well, next time say, yeah, you better not give them. Don't give it to Johnny. He don't need any money. It ain't got nothing to do with Johnny needs money or not. Now Satan's messing with me based on the last dude.
Right.
See, you got to watch that enemy. I could go on and on. But I know you get it. And if you don't, God's going to, he'll bring it back to you. Don't you let that enemy fool you for 1 minute. Don't you listen to his lies. He's a liar and a father of them. He told me before, Teresa don't love you anymore. I'd go in and she'd be just as ugly as me as she's ever been. I'd be like, Lord, what did I do? I love her. I mean, I'm trying. Lord, I'm trying. He said, that wasn't me. He said, that was Satan. He said, that was Satan told you that. He said, then she's in the flesh and just give you evidence. Now, Satan wants me to believe that she don't love me based on what it looks like. Right? It's so hard. I'll be like, nah, liar. Praise God. Hallelujah. She better love me. I'm the best thing ever happened to her other than Jesus. Praise God. Jesus is the best thing, but I'm next under that.
Amen.
Praise God. I told Satan, I'd give her a good life when I got born again, you idiot. Like God, I'd give her good money and good cars. I'd give her, I mean, you tell by the way she is, she don't get hungry. Like God, I'm batting my woman down, man. Hallelujah. Praise God. She tells me sometimes, I tell her the other day, I said, I'm going down to Birmingham. I said, baby, you want me to go by? I said, I'm going by Krispy Kreme. No, don't you go by Krispy Kreme. I go to Birmingham, and I mean, I was tempted. I punched it in. It's only 8 to 12 minutes. I better not go get the Krispy Kreme. She'll call me the devil when I get back. I got back. She said, did you know the Krispy Kreme? I said, no, you commanded me not to. I'm not giving in to the temptation of the devil. Hallelujah. Praise God. Come on, let's bow our heads. Father, we praise and we thank you, Lord, for your spirit.